station, any listening station. This is KO4MWY, Simpsonville.
4MWY, this is KQ4FZY, over in Spartanburg. How you doing?
KQ4, I missed your last digit.
4 Sierra Zulu Yankee.
KQ4WRV, KQ4WRV, signal check, please.
Clear.
Appreciate that. 73.
Sierra Zulu Yankee, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I'm up to nothing. I'm just taking my go box out for a drive.
This is Rob on this end. I'm over close to Lyman, heading into Spartanburg to pick up my children.
This is Dan. I'm in Greenville, close to Furman, north of Green, little north of Furman, and appreciate the comeback. Over.
Gary, down here in Simpsonville, just taking my go box out for a test drive.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that, and I hope your go box appreciates it, too.
It'll do it. I mean, I would get frustrated and walk away from it, and then a new piece of equipment would come in, and I'd go back to it. It took me a while, but the frustration level was up there, though.
I can identify that with that. I think anyone can, and I'm glad you stuck with it. 73. This is KQ4WRV.
What kind of equipment you working with on your go box there?
As to a radio, I got a FTM 6000. I've got a Epic power gate. It's like a charge controller, and then I have just a regular run-of-the-mill small power supply, and then the power gate, that's the brains behind the whole equipment.
Very cool. Yeah, I just got in the ham radio maybe 2 years ago, so I haven't spent a whole lot of money invested in equipment yet. I'm still using, this is just a little cheap $100 Rikivis 2-meter radio, so haven't really spent a whole lot of money on the hobby yet.
Yeah, I hadn't had my, I think I got my license back in 21, and yeah, you can sink a lot of money. That Epic power gate, it was around 189. But it's like a charge controller. You can run your radio off. Right now I got a 20-amp-hour battery, running it off 110, 20-amp battery, and the solar.
What are you using for antenna, just out of curiosity?
I've got it connected up to a 2-meter antenna up in my attic. But if I'm mobile and using it in my vehicle, naturally I can come off the battery, but I got a little diamond 2-meter radio that I can use the magnet in it to the top of the car.
Cool. You're hitting the repeater great. You're loud and clear for attic antenna. That's cool. I thought about doing something like that myself. I didn't know how well the signal would get out though, but you're doing a great job with yours.
Get all the way down here from almost on the Spartanburg County line on Woodruff Road. I'm still in Greenville. I'm about a mile away from the Spartanburg County line. But yeah, my HOA doesn't allow any antennas in the yard.
A similar situation. We've got an HOA, and you know, I've never found anything specifically in our covenants that says anything about antennas, but I, you know, don't really want to find out either. So I've kind of wondered about doing an attic antenna too, just to see.
I got that that antenna in my attic, and I've hit Mount Mitchell repeater, and I've hit Union repeater, I hit naturally Caesar hit, what we're talking on now.
How much power are you putting out of that radio? That's pretty good. I need to try something like that. The only hiccup I've had is trying to kind of figure out how to run the coax from the attic down into the, you know, into the room where I put the radio. Hadn't really, you know, I don't want to booger up my ceilings too bad. Did you run yours down the wall, or how did you do it?
Hey, I shoved and sharpened it up with a pencil eraser, shoved it through the drywall into my attic so I could find it, and then I took it from the antenna and punched, you know, just finished walling out that hole that the wood dowel made and passed it down through there. I'm in my garage now, but I got air conditioning in my garage.
Yeah, okay. I thought about doing something like that, but, you know, maybe trying to run the coax down the wall and come out to a, you know, like a little junction box or something that I could put a, you know, a cover over so it would look half decent and the wife wouldn't complain about it.
That little pass-through antenna connection, and you could probably build one that you can lift your window up and bring it down on that evenly, and you could build one out of plates of glass or some kind of plastic whatever, and you can make a pass through your window so it, you know, be like that. I know somebody that did that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either.
Now, Hamfest going on up in Waynesville this weekend. I'm gonna be leaving here Friday to go to that. It should be I like to just check what new equipment's out there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I look at a lot of stuff online, but kind of limited on my budget right now. I got some other things I'm trying to do, so I do a lot of looking, but not a whole lot of buying.
I understand that exactly. You know, I didn't want to spend a lot of money before I decided to get into this wholeheartedly.
Yep, sure. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're getting out well in on your attic antenna, because I've been wondering about that. I think you're the first person I've talked to that you know, has actually done that. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
I live over west side Spartanburg. I'm actually in Moore. I have a Moore address, but I live over on the west side of Spartanburg, and I work in Lyman.
This is KQ4 WRV again. Rob and Larry, I just wanted to. I've been through the same kind of thing with the working out antennas and things, and thought I might give you my thoughts if you'd like them.
Absolutely, I'll take any advice I can get.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got two attic antennas. I've got one that is resonant. It's an in-fed halfway. It's an Ultimax, and it's resonant real good on 40 and 17 meters. And then I've got that, I think probably that same diamond that you got, Larry, in my attic also. And I don't know if I'm doing as good as you. I think I have hit Mount Mitchell before, but I just tried earlier today and I didn't hit it, so I'm not sure. I'm using a 50 watt mobile and ICOM. So had pretty good luck. And the other thing I was going to mention is that I was able to come in through you might say a attic roof where there was a up against a bonus room. And so I'm right outside the bonus room, and I didn't know if maybe something like that would help.
I'm, I guess, similar situation. We've got a bonus room above the garage at our house. I guess I could mount something up in the attic and run it, you know, run it down that way, maybe through a closet or you know, something to that extent.
That infed, your HF antenna, how do you got it running in your attic again?
It's about 36 feet long. I just barely had that much room. It's an infed halfway, so it's Ultimax is the company name, and it's worked pretty well.
Just from the nails poking in from the from the roof, because that's what happened to me up there. I took a nail to the skull.
There is a work hazard there, I guess you would say, but so far so good.
It bled like a stuck pig once I took a nail, a roofing nail to it, but you know, I learned to duck my head.
After I've had the attic one a while, I did put in a longer infed halfway, but it's outside, and it is a lot better antenna. It's an Ultimax also. I mean, I think all things are equal. It is better to be outside than inside, but as you've heard, they work. They do work.
Since you got a bonus room, y'all must be on two floors on your house.
That's right. I'm talking from the upstairs. That's right.
We got two floors.
Roger, two-story house with a bonus room right over the garage. So I could do a similar setup like he's talking about, and you know, run the coax down from there. I just hadn't made up my mind 100% how I want to do it.
The inside antenna is, my understanding is there's no need to be concerned about grounding or electrical storms or anything.
It is a concern of mine putting an antenna on the outside, especially, you know, attached to your house. I've had that same concern.
Hey, this is Larry. I did have a, infed going through Leland's, but my neighbors cut down the Leland, so I had to take that down. And I tell you, the infed antenna was about the best I had, but I got a 991 I'm going to make another HF box with. This is my 2-meter box I'm talking on, but I got a 991 Alpha that I'm going to make a 2-meter box, or not a box, but like a base station.
Fun project to me.
You start one of those, you know what you don't know then.
Now, real quick, what you didn't know.
It's all about experimenting, and I do enjoy the experimenting part of it.
What items right now? I look at things, I'm thinking, Willard antenna.
Same thing. I made a cheap wire dipole a few weeks ago just for fun, and I enjoyed doing that. So now, same way, I'm all the time when I see a piece of pipe laying around or see, you know, somebody's throwing it out, I'm thinking, could I make something out of that?
Which is many moons ago, you know, I was RTO then, and we used to make an inverted V out of WD1 com wire.
Then you can make a wire dipole from just about any piece of scrap wire you got. I think it'll work from my limited knowledge anyway. I could be wrong about that, but I've made the one I've got out of some cheap speaker wire that I had in the garage, and it works fine.
I guess if you got it long enough, but the inverted V, you know, I can't look at a plastic spoon a disposable plastic spoon the same like everybody else does because I think insulator.
Cheap cutting board from a plastic cutting board from Dollar General, and I cut pieces out of that to make my insulators out of.
I mean, we didn't have the MREs. We had the C-Rats, so that's dating me. That's putting a date on my age on that one.
C-Rations. It's amazing. I was so hungry. It didn't matter what it was, really. I even ate the, they had ham and eggs. They'd have a layer, it was meat and eggs or something. Anyway, it was a layer of meat and a layer of eggs and a layer of meat and a layer of eggs in a can.
Do you know what the John Wayne bar was?
No.
The chocolate bars that's shaped like, round like the can with toffee in it.
I don't remember those. I remember the peanut butter. I love the peanut butter. And I did, there were some chocolate bars, but I don't remember them very well.
Shape in the circular form of the can it came in.
Oh, I remember now. Yes, yes, I remember. And were there some crackers with it or something like that?
You had the John Wayne bar on top and the crackers on bottom.
I'm really going down memory lane here.
Well, it was 1975. I went in and I went to Fort Lewis first, and then I went to Germany next. And in Fort Lewis, that's all it was. It was C-rations.
Yeah, I was eating them in 72.
And then I can date myself here. I considered the military until September 11th happened my senior year of high school. And so I'm 41 years old, but I'm from the generation of Operation Iraqi Freedom and all that. And so I decided not to go in because I didn't want to get shipped over to the desert.
Where you'd have been shipped to?
In Daddy Bush's war. My son hit Son Bush's war four times.
Anybody who has served in the military, for sure. But, gentlemen, I have enjoyed the conversation. I've just pulled up at my destination, and I've got to run into Ingalls and grab a few things. But I appreciate all the conversation and the advice. 73's to both of you. I hope y'all have a good day. And I hope I catch you again soon. This is KQ4SZY.
I'm going to sign off, too. This is KQ4WRV and 73.
Sierra Zulu Yankee, KQ4, Whiskey Romeo Victor. This is KO4MWY. Good 73 and good chatting with you. Going down memory lane.